Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Senate Transportation Committee to order at 1:30 p.m. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. Today we have present Senator Wilson, Senator Schauer, Senator Keel, and myself, Chair Hughes. Please silence or turn off your cell phones. Thank you to Carrie Cooper-Ryder, Eileen Keim, and Amy Bushnell for assisting us today. We have one item on the agenda, Senate Joint Resolution 11, U.S.-Canada Railroad Presidential Permit. We'll be hearing this bill, taking public testimony, then if it's the will of the committee, move it out. The joint resolution is sponsored by the Senate Transportation Committee. I'd like to welcome our committee aide, Amy Bushnell, to the table to explain this joint resolution. Welcome, Ms. Bushnell. As soon as you get situated, please state your name for the record and tell us about the resolution.
Hello. For the record, my name is Amy Bushnell, staff to Senator Shelley Hughes and committee aide for transportation. So the resolution, Senate Joint Resolution 11, for the U.S.-Canada Railroad Presidential Permit is, to start off, a presidential permit is actually issued by the United States Secretary of State. The powers were passed over some time ago, and the presidential permit has to be given for any sort of international crossing involving infrastructure, and that includes roads, railways, tramways, but also any sort of pipeline. So it covers a broad spectrum of just anything that wants to go across the United States to our neighbors. Senate Joint Resolution urges the Secretary of State to issue a presidential permit for a rail link across the border that would eventually connect Alaska to Alberta, Canada, and then further down into the lower 48 states to provide economic opportunities for Alaska. In 1914, the United States Congress passed legislation approving construction up to 1,000 miles of railroad in the territory of Alaska to connect coastal and interior regions to support development, rail service, and military operations. Little more than 500 miles of the railroad has been built thus far, and it is believed that by having a presidential permit to allow rail into Canada, it would spur more activity along the rail line.
Are there any questions for Ms. Bushnell regarding the resolution? Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just saw this and thought about this today, and it's not a huge issue at all. But just looking under the copies of where this is going to be sent to, and with not knowing who's going to be in what office from time to time, might just be easier just to label the office, not the individual people. Just a question. Like I say, it's not a huge concern. Hopefully nothing will change in the federal administration, but just thinking about all the recent turnover.
Thank you for that, Senator Wilson. We were having that discussion as we were gathering, because since this was drafted, we've already had the Department of Homeland Security Secretary resigned as of Sunday, with now an acting secretary in place. And we also discussed authorizing Ledge Legal the ability, the authority to adjust the names. And I suppose at the point of passage, if the names are accurate, that is good enough. Just when you assume a new role, you might get the mail of your predecessor after they're gone. So I think that would probably be fine. So with that, do you have a motion, Senator Keel?
Thank you, Madam Chair. To that end, a conceptual amendment at page 4, line 7, to replace the Honorable Kirsten Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, with Acting Secretary Kevin, I believe it's McAleenan, the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security.
And you move that conceptual amendment, and I'm not hearing any objection. And hearing no objection, then that conceptual amendment is thereby adopted. Thank you, Senator Keel. Thank you, Transportation Committee members, for joining in on this. I know we heard from one company, one of the business interests involved with this project, and we also sent you information from another such business interest. It is an exciting venture for the state of Alaska. I believe we're getting closer. It's been something that's been discussed for decades, but by the materials that the committee has learned, we understand it's becoming more of a reality. So We'll be watching that closely, and the next step is the issuance of a presidential permit. So we thought that was an important thing to request and urge at the federal level. So is there any further discussion or comments? Okay, seeing none, I am going to open public testimony now for SJR 11. And I see online, by the way, we have Tim Sullivan with Alaska Railroad if there are any questions. And one thing I wanted to get on the record, too, and I'm glad to see Tim's name because it's a reminder to me that in the resolution, before we go into public testimony, there is reference to no need for state funding, and I'm looking for that. And I just to make it clear so there's no confusion, the intent is that there would be no state general funds for that. As you know, the Alaska Railroad is an entity, a public corporation of the state. So just to clarify, we're talking no general state funds required. Does anybody see that line by chance, just so we can point it out on the record?
I'm sure the first instance is at page 2, line 11.
Thank you, Senator Keel.
In the resolved, I believe there was also a reference, maybe just the global capital investment line at page 3, line 21.
Thank you. Thank you for the teamwork. Appreciate that. So that's a good thing to get on the record. And Mr. Sullivan is just here for questions. Are there any questions for Mr. Sullivan? Okay, with that, Senator Schauer has a question for Mr. Sullivan. Go ahead, Senator Schauer.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just great, Senator Schauer.
Thank you. Here's my question for you. One of the concerns of Alaska has always been logistically that we end up at the tail end of, not only is it expensive to live up here when you start talking, ports and maintenance of ports and our ability to get supplies to Alaska, but as the earthquake demonstrated, if you have a port issue in an aircraft or an airport issue, we're in trouble fast. So my question would be, if you were able to build this section of the railroad, that would then connect us theoretically to the lower 48 or even portions of Canada where you would have the ability to move logistics, supplies, et cetera, would it be, in essence, nonstop? In other words, we would have an alternate route because I know that the Alcan itself can be difficult depending on conditions in the wintertime to move logistics if we have problems, if we have some kind of natural disaster crisis, et cetera. But barring that and other kinds of issues with the railroad, would this be a viable secondary method of moving heavy goods and supplies into the state that could be regularly scheduled and something we would have available as a backup plan if, for example, we were to lose the port, the airports, et cetera? Could you comment on that?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, yes, it certainly would be a good backup for that sort of situation. Obviously, it takes a lot longer to get up here on train than it would be flying materials in, but it'd be about an equivalent time of what, or maybe even a little less of what it takes to get equipment up on, or supplies up on barges from the lower 48 as well. So if the ports go out and the rail still remains in good shape, we'd be able to use that as a secondary route, absolutely.
And just one follow-up, Madam Chair.
Senator Schauer.
If you had to schedule, so let's just say that you had normal services, whatever it was, a train every other day or whatever, going back and forth, if this was put in place, we have an emergency. Say you got another 9.2 earthquake, port goes down, airport goes down. We go, we need goods and supplies, and we needed them yesterday. And you hit the go button. How long would it take? And that's assuming you had trains that you could load very quickly with emergency supplies. How long would it take a train to get from the nearest depot in the lower 48, whatever switching station you have, to arrive roughly, call it the Matsu, in case bridges were down, to start distributing the supplies? Would it be a couple days, a week? What would that timeline be?
Through the chair, Senator Schauer, this sounds a lot like math questions I had in high school. The answer is that it takes several days. It'd be 3 to 4 days to get things up here from the lower 48. As you know, our trains between Anchorage and Fairbanks take 11 to 12 hours to cover that distance. You're talking quite a bit more of a distance, so anywhere in the neighborhood of about 72 to 90 hours, maybe 100 hours, to get supplies from the lower 48. And then the logistics on that end are an adding factor as well. What it would take to get what supplies, what equipment we needed to a location in the lower 48, whether it be in Seattle or somewhere in Canada, in Alberta, for example, to actually get that equipment up here would be added time.
I'll give you a B+. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. I'm not seeing any more questions. We thank you for being available. And next we're going to go to Mead Treadwell. Welcome, Mead, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name and affiliation for the record and proceed with your testimony, please.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Madam Chair, my name is Mead Treadwell. I am a consultant with Treadwell Development and Alberta to Alaska Railway as a client. I just wanted to say thank you for putting forward this resolution. You may have seen in the news recently President Trump changed the procedure for a presidential permit for a cross-border pipeline, and the White House has announced that they are going to issue a new executive order tomorrow. I don't know if it will affect presidential permits or not. I've heard that they may. So the only advice I'd have on this, in, as far as the language of the resolution is concerned, is that I think on page 2, line 6, and the paragraph following, you refer to the Secretary of State. It may move from the Secretary of State to the White House. And as you may recall in Governor Dunleavy's letter to the President, he urged that kind of activity, so that action. So except for that, I can't see any changes that would be necessary, save the one that Senator Keel brought forward before. And just in terms of this project, I know most of the senators there did have a chance to hear the testimony when Sean McCaushin and I were in Juneau last month. Senator Schauer, we missed seeing you. But I'd be very happy to answer any questions about the project or the presidential permit process. And the main point I wanted to make about the presidential permit is what we said last month, which is this is seen by Asian buyers, Asian investors in the services of the railroad as a risky permit, and we're trying to de-risk the project. And that's one of the reasons why we've asked for the presidential permit ahead of the full EIS effort with the Surface Transportation Board. So with that, Madam Chair, happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mead. So on page 3, line 6 and 7, you're suggesting we might add urges the President of the United States and or the United States Secretary of State?
Yes. Or you could just urge approval. You could urge it in general terms, say urge approval of a presidential permit. It's still called a presidential permit at the Department of State, but it may not. It may be moving from the Department of State to the White House. It's just because that just happened with cross-border pipelines, we have some guess that it may happen with other cross-border projects as well.
Thank you, Mead. Any questions for Mr. Treadwell before we let him go? Thank you for joining us. We thank you for taking time out of your day. And with that, I'm not seeing anyone else online. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on SJR 11? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. Senator Schauer, do you have a conceptual amendment number 2?
Yes, Madam Chair, I do. Just want to talk about it first. So just strike out Secretary of State. Would we agree that would be good enough, or should we add any words to it? Or urges the federal
the
government?
Urges the issuance that the Alaska State Legislature urges
the issuance of a presidential permit?
Senator Keel, do you have any improvements on that? I think that works.
Okay.
How about, so we're specifying that it's urging the United States to issue. I think that might be better, leaving the United States. So there are other presidents. I don't think we'd be urging a different president, just to be clear.
We'll get it right if I read it right. Just to make sure before I issue it, be it resolved that the Alaska State Legislature urges the United States to issue a presidential permit, et cetera, et cetera.
I think that works.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to move that?
I would, Madam Chair.
Conceptual Amendment 2.
I move Conceptual Amendment Number 2 to change the wording so that it says urges.
On page 3,
on page
line
3.
6?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Page 3, line 6. That would change the wording. It would strike Secretary of State. So it would read, be it resolved that the Alaska State Legislature urges the United States to issue a presidential permit allowing a railroad crossing of the Alaska-Canada border from state land into Yukon, Canada, and be it.
All right. I'm hearing I'll object for purposes of discussion. Senator Wilson. We're going to go to an at ease. We're back on the record, and we're going to clarify Conceptual Amendment 2. Thank you to Senator Wilson for noticing a second place in the next paragraph. So, Senator Schauer, you want to move Amendment Number 2 with that additional language,
Madam
please.
Chair. So I move Conceptual Amendment Number 2, and I'm going to get them both here with the lines just to make sure that we have it right and everybody agrees. So Conceptual Amendment Number 2 would start on page 3, line 7, and it scratches Secretary of State. It would also pick up page 3, line 10, scratches Secretary of State out of both of those paragraphs, and that would be Conceptual Amendment Number 2.
Okay. And hearing no objection, Conceptual Amendment 2 has been adopted. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, what is the will of the committee? Senator Schauer?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Joint Resolution 11, Work Order 31-LS0784-M with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. As amended, actually. So I'm just going to read that again to get it right. Madam Chair, I move Senate Joint Resolution 11 as amended. Work Order 31-LS0784-M with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
And I'm hearing no objections. So the bill, as conceptually amended, will move out of committee. And at this time, I'd like to authorize Ledge Legal to make any conforming and technical corrections, including name corrections and reordering the order of names according to any protocol for dignitaries. So with that committee members is our last order of business for the committee this session actually. And so seeing as day 90 is this Sunday, we will adjourn with the intent that our next committee meeting will be held next year. So I'd ask members to please stay to sign the paperwork, and we will adjourn with the record reflecting the time is 1:39 p.m.